Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working.
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed of the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Mamare kuru shada badeke shada. Rekiri the bo shata, my Lord, my God. We come this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, churches. Give God our praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of our praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come this morning, Heavenly Father. We come to worship you, O God, in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you move mightily on today, O God, in the life of your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we love you, O God. We thank you, O God, that you loved us first. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we come ask for help this day, O God. Oh, Lord, help us to walk, O Lord, and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God. Fight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us right now, God. Lord, you know all things, Father God, so we give it all over to you right now, casting all our cares and burdens down this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, O God, for new mercy and new grace, O God, that you store before us, O God. And we just want to say thank you, O God. We come, O God, standing over crushed one another, O God, because we confess our sins to one another, O God. You hold, you will forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. Right now, we come and receive forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ, and God, we receive it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we say thank you, Lord, but yes, you, we thank you. My Lord, we ask that you touch every heart and mind of those who lost a loved one, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But be their comfort, oh God, their peace right now. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. But yet, still, we thank you this morning, oh Lord. Father God, we ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would increase our faith right now so that we can receive your miracle that's already working on the inside. That we decree and declare that greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. And that we move mighty, oh God, because you are mighty, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for our might, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch our mouth, oh God. Use our mouth, oh God. Use our hands and our feet, oh God. We will go where you tell us to go, oh God. We pray for divine directions and instructions this morning. Amen. We pray, oh God, for your divine guidance in this life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, have your way right now, Holy Spirit. Move, move, move in the way that only you can move, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't do it with us, oh God. We just want to say thank you that you are with us, oh God. We decree and declare victory right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we know that we are victorious through Christ Jesus, because Christ is in us and we are in Christ, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for your blood, amen. We are so thankful for the power of the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that protects us, that cleanses us, that heals us, that delivers us, that sanctifies us, that redeems and justifies us, that makes all things new. Lord, we thank you for the blood this morning that anoints us right where we are. We thank you for the blood of hallelujah. The blood on the cross that you shed for us, that you decree and declare is finished in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask right now, Heavenly Father, that you fill each of us, oh God, with your Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us, oh God, with the fruits of your Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill each of us, oh God, as we pray this day, and all we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ, with your Holy Ghost anointing. Come with your God, with your presence and your anointing and the power of God in your might. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16:18. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented,
the mighty spirit of strongman. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence, everyone that we pray for today, and all that's on the line is spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we loosen to where Jesus Christ is them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we want to say thank you, Lord God, because it's you that give us the power to do so, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every unteaching of spirit on the line right now, every hindrance spirit, amen? Every spirit of confusion, dark disbelief, we come against every spirit of limitation, procrastination, frustration right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of destruction, we come against every spirit of oppression, depression, suicide spirit, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of mind control, manipulation, we come against every lying spirit, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against every spirit of gossip, greed, amen? We come against the spirit of jealousy, we come against every spirit of lust and perversion, we come against the spirit of heart pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, and viruses right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every spirit of unrighteousness, we come against every spirit of self-righteousness, self-delusion, self-criticalness right now, self-centeredness, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of pride and fear, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the spirit of life, poverty, and death. We command you to seek your wife and die at the root and come out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and leave our lives and our bodies in a normal way. Amen. We decree and declare we are wonderfully made by God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ in his image. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it is so right now because we believe, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we believe in your word, oh God. We believe in the cross, Father, on the cross that you sent your son to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the cross by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the power of this day that we will not be denied. So we'll come on to the kingdom of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for your hand to protect our own lives and our family members, oh God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be no reach of penetration to these hedges of protection. Lord, we pray for our children. Amen. We pray their protection right now, oh God. We pray, oh God, for every one of our loved ones, saved and unsaved. It is our promise when they'll all be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will put the word of God with the word of God. You will walk in their mouth that they will speak a word that the fear of the unbeliever cannot deny it. That they will ask how cannot be saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help us to decrease so that you can have all the increase in us, oh God, that we can fully be used. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, for giving us any unforgiveness or hold on to you, God. Help us to walk worthy of your call, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough. But yet and still we thank you. We come against every spoken curse word, amen? That we're spoken against ourselves and others. In the name of Jesus Christ, we be destroyed right now. We uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause destruction, to cause premature death, death of our heart in the natural and in the supernatural. We uproot the seeds right now with the power of God and Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare and declare our faith today. Holy, the blood of Jesus Christ. And I finish up on the cross, that it is done, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, amen? We plant seeds of greatness. We plant seeds of peace. We plant seeds of prosperity. We plant seeds of healing. We plant seeds of favor. We plant seeds of blessing. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, and by faith we run on today. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you give the increase, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we declare the prayer that we walk by faith and not by faith. We do not operate in darkness, but we operate with the Lord and the Father of the Lord, our God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us all today. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, he come up in the most shiny day. Hallelujah to your name. Higher, higher, higher. Oh, increase our faith right now, Father God. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Lord, remove every delay to our blessing. Move every delay to our healing. Amen. Remove every scar and block in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you, God. We give it all over to you, Father God. Oh Lord, search our hearts and minds, oh God. Search our spirit to say, oh Lord, if you find any wickedness or evil in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. hallelujah to your name, God. For your word and our praise, glory and honor, we give it to you right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the rock, for the rising now, and for the raising up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father God, as you have kept us all day yesterday through the night, oh God, even right now, God, in this hour, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we've taken, those who are family members and loved ones. But we know someone took their last breath, oh God. Someone's heartbeat for the last time, but oh God, Father, that we would have today, that we will breathe again, and our hearts will beat again, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, no matter how hard speak of the rhythm of life, oh God, let's speak to the blood over there, oh God, speak healing to the bloodstream, oh God, let healing take place, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God, and we thank you. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed, save us, and we shall be saved. This is all our prayers on today, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, move mighty right now, God. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Heal right now. Heal those that need the healing, oh God. My Lord, right now, God, those that are suffering right now in their bodies, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, with ache, pain, and discomfort, and doctor don't know what it is, oh God. But you know, Father God, for you are our healer, oh God. And we tell your word by the strength of Jesus. We are healed, amen. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, by faith we receive the healing right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm not a hot law. We declare the God that we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is God, amen. Oh, Lord, thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask that you bless us in our going on today, amen. Our going and coming on today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now, amen, that are tuned in, oh God. And all of those of us that will be on the road today, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for all, amen. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ on every road, every street, every highway, every airway, every sea, amen. That we may all everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over right now, amen. And we declare the crowd where the blood is cheap, where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the devil and his angels cannot come near. So we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, over our finances, over our marriages, over our children, over our business and our workplaces right now, and all that we have and all that we will have, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm not a, Lord, we pray for every marriage that you ordain, oh God. Let peace be in the marriage, let joy and happiness be in the marriage, oh God. Let love increase in the marriage, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, where the enemy has caused division, oh God, we pray for divine unity right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So now we come against the spirit of divorce, amen, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, oh Father God, hallelujah, remove every spiritual numbness, oh God, that the enemy has tried to bestow upon us right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that we will not hear your voice, oh God, and walk according to your commandments. So Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, open up our eyes to see, oh God, our spiritual eyes, remove every cataract, oh God, spiritual cataract from our eyes to say, oh God, hallelujah, unloose our tongues that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, to stop our ears, oh God, so we can hear from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and not ourselves and not any other spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are children of God, amen, born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. That we'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. That we're blessed, hallelujah, we cannot be cursed. Because you, oh God, have blessed us. For your word says that once you are blessed, no man can curse us. And once you are cursed, no man can bless us. So we declare the blessing, we're blessed on the one true God, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, my, they got a little shot. Come on, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Help us right now. To enter in, oh God, to receive from you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those of us that have been operating in darkness, oh God, shine your light, oh God, in those places, those hidden places, oh God. Right now, oh God, that we will come out and walk in the light that you have provided for us. And we just want to say thank you. We praise your Lord with all our hearts. How marvelous you are, oh God, of your works, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We're glad, oh God. And we rejoice in you, oh God. And we sing praises to your name. And oh, God, we thank your glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we give it all over to you. We decree and declare that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your favor. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you move on this line today as the word goes forth. Hallelujah. Not our words, but your words. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us and service, oh God. We come, oh God, for change this morning. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. For you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. And Lord, we want to be made old, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hey, come on, in my heart. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Right now, we thank you, Lord. We don't take it for granted, oh God. We don't take every breath for death granted, oh God. We don't take it for granted, oh God, that we're going to be here. We don't take it, oh God, what you have done for granted, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. Push that in. Glory to your name, God. Almighty God, marvelous you are in all your works. We thank you, Lord. We pray for every man this morning, man, oh God, this morning, oh God, the head of the house, oh God, if you call man to be the head. We pray their strength this morning, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will bless them, oh God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, for supernatural strength, supernatural blessings, supernatural favor, oh God, that you will guide them and keep them. For your word says that a good man's steps are ordered by you. So, Lord, we ask that you order their steps, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God, that you pour our blessings upon our homes, oh God, that we won't have room enough to receive, but others will be blessed by the overflow, amen? And we just want to say thank you, and we love you. Have your way, God. We declare and declare the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are going from glory to glory to glory. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, church, give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning. Hallelujah. Is that you that kept you? Is God that kept you? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you slept, you could have slept to sleep or death. Amen. But God kept you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you. Come on, church. Show glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know you serve a good God. We serve a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. How great is our God? Hallelujah. How great is our God? My Lord, my God, welcome everyone, welcome to Sunday morning service. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Hallelujah. Because God is good and he's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen. So welcome every single one here. The Sunday service this morning, we want to welcome every single one that's from every single town. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service this morning. You could have been anywhere, but you are right here with us, and we are so grateful just to have you here. We want to thank every single body that's online. We want to thank every single body that's they have called in. Yeah, we just want to say thank you. Thank everybody there and everybody here in Houston, Texas. Everybody here in Texas that is attending. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for inviting us into your homes. Thank you for inviting friends and family members to come to church this morning. Everybody that's in Louisiana, we want to thank you as well for being here. Everybody that's in Illinois, we want to thank you as well. We want to thank everyone in New York. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for inviting us. You know, we are so grateful. You know, the Bible says, you know, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves. So we just want to say welcome and thank you all for being here. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, you know, we'd like to personally welcome you here. We like to pray for you, and we like to pray with you, every single body that would like to have prayer, you know, have something to say. You know, we just want to welcome. If you would press 1, we will welcome you in. We'll open up your line. We'll give you a chance to tell us who you are and where you're from, so we can just love on you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Just press 1 on your telephone. What's the number here? 845-277-9213. Anybody that is online, if you would like to call in, we would like to personally welcome you as well. In the name of Jesus.
If there is one.
That's
number one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God this morning. If there's one today, if it's your first time here with us, first one, we want to definitely pray for you and pray with you, whatever it is. The Bible tells us that where there are two or more gathered, anything touching, agreeing, and we want to come and touch and agree with you. There's power in agreement. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the devil, hallelujah, and his agents, they come together touching and agreeing about that they're trying to do. So we as children of God must come together touching and agreeing, come believing for one another. Amen. That where we're petitioning in prayer, God will do. Amen. So if that is you on today, if there's something, whether it's work, whether it's your mental state, whether your health or whatever it is, your finances, your relationship, your children, we want to pray for you, pray with you. So we welcome you today. Hallelujah. Even those that come every Sunday, welcome back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God this morning for all that God is doing. It is first Sunday, hallelujah, of September. We're in a new month. And if it's your first time with us here, those who come every Sunday, we know that on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. service, we do have communion. And because it's first Sunday, we'll be having communion at our 10 o'clock and our 2 o'clock time. Amen. So we're going to have a song selection here. Hallelujah. I believe our brother Joe Washington this morning, and then we'll have our communion. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, brother Joe. God bless you. Let God use you.
Yes, God bless you. I'm just so glad to be with y'all this morning. You know, I just want to say that for all the people that went through the storm, from Louisiana clean on to New York, the one that lost their loved one and everything, I want you to know that God is still with you. Regardless of what happened, he's still there. You know, we can't change what God do. God is good. And for everybody that went through something, just listen to this song. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he will lead you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. He will make a way for you. I know he'll see you safely through. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Said I have a Savior that I can tell all my trouble to. And when I'm worried and I don't know just what to do, I go to the Lord. In secret prayer, he told me he could leave all my burden there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Did I have a Savior that I can tell all my trouble to? And when I'm worried and I don't know just what to do, I go to the Lord in secret prayer. He told me I could leave all my burden there. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know that he will. Yes, he will. I know that he will. Said I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you so much, Brother Joel Washington. That's my uncle, y'all. Hallelujah. You sing so good. Hallelujah. So we just want to say thank you for blessing us with song here this morning. We thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you so much. While you were singing, you know, I can hear my Aunt Atri, she went on to glory. Hallelujah. So I was saying, I hear you, Aunt Atri. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we thank you, Uncle Joe.
Amen. Let's get ready for communion. I hope you all have all you need to take communion with us this morning. Just thanking God for this morning, this opportunity once again to come together. Amen. Touching and agreeing to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Luke 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity to be able to commune with you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you have given us every single minute, every single hour a day to come to you in prayer, to talk with you, Father God, and you talk back with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. Your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life, amen, and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took our sins, all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities, and all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread. And we take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, nailed, spit upon, how you was whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. Hallelujah. So by faith we say, by your stripes that we are healed in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke and you said, take, eat. So this is my body and we partake in faith. So, Lord Jesus, we take this bread, this piece of bread, in remembrance of you. You may eat. Hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup, and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Your blood is our atonement. For your blood, hallelujah, it justifies us. Your blood, it sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. And your blood, it heals us in the name of Jesus. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do agree, say amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What makes us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So I decree and declare right now that you have been made whole by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we are the redeemed. So by faith, we say we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we thank you, Lord.
Amen. Every time we have two song selections, we'll be back to preach word from Apostle Tawanika Manning. Stay with us.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody.
God of
mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity right now. So, hallelujah. We have made it to the message part of Sunday service this morning. So everybody, prepare yourself, you know, to receive, you know, this word, this so mighty word that's coming from the Holy Spirit that will be given to y'all by our very own Apostle Tawanika Manning, you know, my loving and beautiful wife, you know, devoted mother, devoted friend, hallelujah. And I tell you, you know, she wakes up every single morning ready to receive a word from God. So position yourself, you know, to hear what God has to say through our very own apostle, Tawanika Manning. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord God. Hallelujah. To your name, Jesus, we come. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to try to get this feedback off the line. I don't know if you all can hear the echo of the line. Let us see if we can fix that because we want to make sure all is coming through clear. Can you hear good now? Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God. I said again, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. Come on, church, make a joyful shout to the Lord right now. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Amen. And into his court with praise. Be faithful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures for all generations. Come on, church. Just give God our praise going on because he is holy. Hallelujah to your name, God. I'm so excited about the things of God. I'm excited about the word of God that's going forth on today that we will not be denied. We will no longer be blind or walk away with spiritual numbness and spiritual blindness. I am so excited. So let us pray right now as we enter our ear, amen, to receive the word, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you now and for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am for all that you are, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease, so that you may have all the increase in me right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And as I decree and declare, you shall be on the throne of my life, in all, over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all and through all and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, let us receive our daily bread right now, that our spiritual bread may be full. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord, that it is so, and it shall be the other way. We thank you for your glory, oh God. Let your glory rise on each of us right now here in service on today. That all the sin on that we belong to you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To your name, God. I'm so excited. I'm trying not to speak over. I won't be long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to just say God with the message yesterday. Amen. And just try to life. Amen. The message today is Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how long it's been. And the days that what people have said, I want you to understand, Jesus is coming back.
Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm saying again, in place you're living outside of the will of God. And I want you to understand that one day Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
My mama, come on now. Hallelujah, sis, hallelujah. If ain't nobody told you, hallelujah. If you have forgotten and slipped your mind, I want you to know that Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah.
If you go over to, with me to the book of John, amen, St. John chapter 14,
yeah.
1 through 4, we're going to start right here, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go to several places in the Bible, so you may want to grab your pen and paper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. The Bible says in John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, and I'll repeat that again so that you can find it. John chapter 14, verse 1 through 4, the Bible says, let not your heart, so this is Jesus speaking, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have what I have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. There, hallelujah, hallelujah. There where I am, there you may be also.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. Amen.
Yeah.
So in order for somebody to come back again, they had to come the first time. So we know that Jesus came. He said, I'm going to come back. I want you to understand that he's been here before, and he's departed again. Hallelujah. I can't tell you I'm going to come back to your house if I ain't never came to it before. See, I want you to say, he came and he's coming back. When we look at the scripture right here, when Jesus is, hallelujah, speaking to his disciples, hallelujah, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many men. He said, why would I tell you that? If it's not so.
Yeah.
And so I'm going so that I can come back again, hallelujah. So that is always prepared for you, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you. Hallelujah. See, this is not it. A lot of us are thinking that this is it. We're listening to what man is saying. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand, hallelujah, that Jesus is coming back. And if you are in him and he is in you, you don't have nothing to worry about.
Oh, amen.
He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Yeah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Many of us are troubled. Hallelujah. Our hearts are troubled. Even with the Father just coming back and not being ready. But I want you to know, if you're in Christ, if Christ is in you, do not be troubled by the coming of the Lord, because he is coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, Jesus' word showed that the way of eternal life, see, this here right here is temporal, that we're living in. A lot of people want to make this place their permanent place. But I want you to understand, here there is death.
Hallelujah.
That is the end of the temporal. But Jesus Christ is eternal. Amen.
Amen.
See, Jesus' word shows that the the ones in coming life, you are extreme, unseen, insecure. So insecure is your trust in Jesus. He has already prepared the way for eternal life for you and those that believe. See, the only issue that may still be unsettled is your willingness to believe.
Hallelujah.
Will you believe? Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he is coming back. He is just coming back to for you to see him. He's coming back to with so that you can either receive you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. He is just coming back to say, hey, I'm here, look at me. Believe, but he's coming back to receive. That is what it is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who do you belong to? Because the Bible says he's coming back to get it all. Amen. And if you belong to him, he's coming back to get you, amen, so that you can live in eternity with him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What that song said, I'm going with Jesus. If I'm going with Jesus all the way, hallelujah. And said, you can't stop me. You can't tell me. I'm going with Jesus. How are you going to go? Because it's coming back to get me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God. I want you to say there are few verses in Scripture, y'all, that describe everlasting life, but these few verses are rich with promises. Here Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I will come again. Hallelujah. So we can look forward to eternal life because Jesus has promised it to all who believe in him.
Amen.
The key word is believe.
Amen.
All who believe in him, amen? See, all of the details of eternity are unknown. We need not fear because Jesus is preparing for us and will spend eternity with us.
Amen.
Who you going with?
Hallelujah.
Who you going with? Because Jesus is coming back.
Yes.
For his own, amen? He's coming back for the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you go over with me to the book of Thessalonians, hallelujah. I'm excited today. I'm excited over. I don't have to worry or be troubled because Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. Well, I am walking around cooling in my grave. He's coming back to get me because here I am in Christ and Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't let the trials of this world scare you away. Hallelujah. Cause you to waver in your faith on what Jesus came to do and that he's coming back to do. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's coming back to receive what belongs to him. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 1 through 2 here, it says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write it to you. But she says, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I go on a little bit further, hallelujah, the Bible says, so when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake, hallelujah, should overtake you as a thief, hallelujah, because you ain't Christ, you ain't got a word, but you know Christ is coming. As a thief, so if somebody's trying to tell you that, it's coming 2000, the new millennium or the end of the world, Christ is coming. I'm trying to tell you next week, somebody's trying to prophesy that Jesus is coming 2 years on the third day of the month. I want you to understand they're lying because Christ, nobody knows when Christ is coming. So I'm coming as a thief in the night. But you are in me that believe you have nothing to worry about. So when the world try to tell you peace and safety, then safety, and all of a sudden destruction comes. Hallelujah. It comes upon them suddenly. Hallelujah. The Bible says, lay the pains unto a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. When we look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, hallelujah, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, you all, the Bible says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Hallelujah. See, verse 15 says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. Verse 16 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17 says, then when, says, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Verse 18 says, therefore comfort one another with these words. Jesus is coming again. My Lord, my God. I want you to understand the Thessalonians were wondering why many of the fellow believers had fallen asleep. They didn't fall. They say sleep as being dead, had died. Amen. And what would happen to them when Christ returned? But Apostle Paul wanted the Thessalonians to understand that death is not the end of the story. I want you to understand that today, church, that death is not the end of your story. Hallelujah. When Christ returns, all believers, dead and alive, will be reunited to, hallelujah, to suffer or die again, and we will never suffer or die again. Hallelujah. You won't die a second death. Amen. When it's done, it's done. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, then you shall live in eternity.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What does Paul mean when he says, by the word of the Lord? See, either this was something that the Lord had revealed directly to Paul, or it was teaching, the teaching of Jesus that has been passed along orally by the apostles and other Christians. See, knowing exactly when the dead will be raised, you all, in relation to other events at the second coming is not as important as knowing why Apostle Paul wrote these words. It was to challenge believers to comfort and encourage one another as we do today when loved ones die, you all. This passage can be a great comfort when any believer die. See, the same love that, hallelujah, that should unite believers in life will unite believers when Christ returns and reigns for eternity. You all, because Jesus came back to life, so will all believers.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that today? Because he did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are all Christians, including those living when Christ returns, will live with Christ forever. Therefore, we need not despair when loved ones die or world events take tragic turns. You all, God will turn our tragedy into triumph, our poverty into riches, our pain into glory, our defeat into victory. I want you to understand all believers throughout history will stand reunited in God's very presence, safe and secure. Amen? As a part of our confidence, that's what as you are, hallelujah, with the promise of the resurrection, so we should comfort and reassure each other with this great hope that Jesus is coming back and he's coming back for his own.
Hallelujah.
Who do you belong to?
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God, because Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah.
For his own. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Shut up. Out of the head. My mother called the war. Shut down. Why is Jesus coming back?
Hallelujah.
Why is Jesus coming back? The Bible said that Jesus is coming back to reward the inhabitants of the earth and bring many back to heaven with him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, all the coming of Christ can be observed in three stages. Jesus Christ came to his own. John 1:1-13, you are testifying this. They did not receive him. He died on the cross to pay for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ will come for his own. Amen. Hallelujah. Thessalonians chapter 4 here that we're reading, you all, tells us this. Amen. He will come, hallelujah, to the clouds and rapture the church before the tribulation. Again, Jesus Christ will come with his own. Hallelujah. According to Revelation 19, we will be with him as he rides, hallelujah, his white steed and conquers his enemies at the battle of Armageddon. Come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Many have a question, but why hasn't Jesus returned yet? It's been over 2,000 years since he said he was coming quickly. The Bible explains this seemingly contradiction. Unbelievers and scoffers rush to point out that Jesus has not kept his word and returned to earth. Hallelujah. But if we look in 2 Peter 3-9, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, hallelujah. Come on now, you should be covered on today and knowing that Jesus is coming again. I don't care what you're facing right now. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what your wife, your mother, your child, I don't care what your bank account looks like. I don't care. Jesus is coming back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To receive what is his. Hallelujah. So we look at 2 Peter, you all, chapter 3, verse 3-9. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I'm sorry, make sure I'm not moving too fast. Chapter 3, verse 3-9.
Yeah.
I'm excited tonight to calm myself down. The Bible said, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep and all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation, my Lord, my God. Verse 5 says, for this, they willingly forget that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth totally standing out of water and in the water. Verse 6 says, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. Verse 7 says, but the, hallelujah, heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for the fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Verse 8 says, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Verse 9 said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why hasn't he come? Because he's trying to give you a chance.
Amen.
He's trying to give you a chance, your children a chance. Hallelujah. Those that are going to get a chance to get right. It's not for one to perish, but all be saved.
Hallelujah.
Some of you already given us, I'm going to hell anyway. You ain't got to go to hell. Hell was not created for you.
Hallelujah.
It was created for Satan and his angels. Why are you trying to go somewhere that God did not design for you?
Hallelujah. Amen.
We thank God. Hallelujah. We thank God because he's giving us time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you understand these verses? You all remind us that the scoffers make several mistakes. They deny God's power in creation. They reject the worldwide flood and these consequences. Amen. They dismiss the coming judgment. Y'all. They fail to see that God's timing is different from their timing. Amen. They are blind to the fact that God is withholding his judgment so more people can be saved.
Amen.
I tell you one thing, I'm grateful for that.
Hallelujah.
If it was 10 years ago, hallelujah, hallelujah, and he came in, where would I be? Well, hallelujah. Where would I be? I thank God, hallelujah, that he's keeping, hallelujah, us to get it right. Because some of us say, I just got it right on yesterday. I just decided last week, last month. If he came back yesterday, hallelujah, wouldn't he come back to get me? Amen? My Lord, my God. I want you to understand the Bible used words like quickly and shortly and as hand to describe the timing of his return. 2,000 years is a long time for us, but it is only, you all, as the Bible says, like a few days to our Lord. God does not experience time as we do. We cannot expect him to work on our schedule. He operates in eternity.
Amen.
If you're operating, if you're living in eternity, what does time got to do with anything?
Hallelujah.
My. Well, once we understand that, amen, we operate according to time, and there is no time, hallelujah, God operates, he's in eternity.
Amen.
It don't stop.
Amen.
It don't stop.
Amen.
And the reason why we operate in time is because there comes an end that it does stop.
Amen.
Time will stop on you, but when you're in eternity, there is no time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, I know it's touching. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm touching you everywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You always understand. Our Lord Jesus Christ has not reneged on this promise, but is waiting for some more people, amen, scoffers and unbelievers, so that they can be saved. Even in his imminent return, we see the mercy and grace of our Lord. Hallelujah. So some Christians have forgotten the powerful truth of Christ's approaching return. Too many live intoxicated by the love of the world and the peace in the world. A great number of Christians are asleep spiritually. It is time to wake up and know that Christ, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is coming.
Amen.
You all, Romans 13:11-4, hallelujah, makes a great impact. It's the prompt impact of this truth of God's people. It's unmistakable, you all. It creates a sense of urgency to reach the world. It purifies daily lives. It challenges our motivation and actions and intention. Jesus is coming again. Hallelujah. What compelling truth for the people of God? What compelling truth this is for us, amen, that believe that are in Christ? My Lord, my God, my Lord, my God, my Lord, my Lord, shut up. Come on now, walk welcome it this morning, amen, and understand that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back. And when you hear quickly, see, we're so fixated on the quick, like when somebody give us a day. No, 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 within that day, quickly it will happen. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us, I want you to understand, in many places in the Bible, it tells us that Jesus is coming back and how we should position ourselves, amen, how we should be redeeming the time, amen, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, when Jesus returns, amen, you not be found with your lamp not lit, amen. My Lord, my God. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Right now, God. The Bible says in Matthew 24:44, therefore be ye also ready.
Yeah.
Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. You don't know, nobody can tell you, hallelujah, when Jesus is coming, but the Bible says be ye ready at all times.
Hallelujah.
How? Because some of us, we knew he was coming next year. We're after all the way to the end of the year to get it together. But the Bible said, therefore be ready also, hallelujah, at all times. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we think we got time left, you know, if somebody said, well, Mama, what time do you think you're going to be home? Because my kids are calling all the time and say, Mama, what time do you think you're going to be home? I said, just wait for me. See, they're trying to do something to see. They're trying to map out the time so they can do what they want to do and then get it right just before you get home. See, he's coming on and off, but he's coming back. See, there was no question if Mama was going fine. They were trying to figure out when Mama was coming back. And some of them tried to guesstimate, like, well, last time, you know, when she left, she came back around this time. You know, you got one to say, nah, she's going to be gone about 2 hours or 3 hours. They're trying to guesstimate and tell one another. You got one that's going to come in like they really know. Nah, she'll be back at 6 o'clock. And then you show up early, so we got to be ready, because if we gave the time, some of us wouldn't get it right until it costs the time.
Yeah.
See, he's coming back.
Amen.
Jesus is coming back. So be ye also ready. The Bible says in Matthew, hallelujah, 25:13, watch therefore, ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But Jesus is coming back. The book of Mark 13:35 said, watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us over and over and over, we don't know, not one man, not one woman knows when Jesus is coming back, but he is coming back.
Amen.
You all, the Bible says, we're going to close up here.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Philippians 3:20-21, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians 3:5, and the Lord direct your hearts in the love of God, and into the patient waiting of Christ. Amen. I want you to know, hallelujah, Jesus is coming back. It ain't nothing that nobody can do to stop him from coming back to get what belongs to him. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is but against exhorting one another, and so much therefore as ye see the day approaching. Amen. Hebrews 10:37 says, for a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:7, amen, for the end of all things is at hand. But you therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Amen. I want you to know that Jesus is coming back up. The Bible says in 1 John 2:28, and now children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may, hallelujah, have confidence and not be ashamed before him if it's coming. Amen. The Bible says in Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly. Hold on. That says we shall have, that no man take that crown. Amen. I want you to know Jesus is coming back up. Revelation 22:20 says, he which tested, hallelujah, hallelujah, testified these things, hallelujah, hallelujah, with surely come quickly, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. I want you to understand that Jesus is coming back. We, hallelujah, we are reminded in the Bible people that the Lord is coming back quickly. May we be ready for his return, always looking for the blessed hope. Amen. May we, hallelujah, I say it again, may we be ready for his return, always looking for the blessed hope. I know he gave you yesterday. I know he gave some of us 40 years, some of us 50, 60, 70 years, even 80 years, 90 years. But get it right, when Jesus is coming back. We even seen our great-great-grandmothers, hallelujah, one of our great-mothers, our grandmothers, this will be 102, 110. I want you to understand, church, that Jesus is coming back to receive us all. My Lord, my God, I don't care how long it takes. I want you to know he's coming back, and he's giving us a chance to get it right. So when he comes, he will receive us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will take you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But don't forget that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for his church. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wake up, church. Wake up, church. Jesus is coming back. Amen. We thank you, Father God, for the word that went forward. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, help us, oh God, to stay awake, oh God. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, to stay in position, oh God, to receive our Lord and Savior when he comes back, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and all, most of all the doers of his word. Will there be one today?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one. There might be one who have never prayed a prayer for salvation. If you have never prayed a prayer for salvation, all this message that went forth today, hallelujah, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you that you are coming back again, you know, for your church. So if you have never prayed this prayer for salvation before your life, well, this is an open invitation for you to come to Jesus and be a part of the team. When he comes back again, he's coming for you. Hallelujah. Those that who are saved, would you press
Amen.
One today? Would you press one today? Apostle Colonique and I, we will help you to pray the simple prayer of salvation, no concern in your life, which is the most important thing that you should ever do as a living human being. Hallelujah. Pray the prayer of salvation. Jesus Christ is coming again. Hallelujah. For those that who are saved. But will you come today? Will you press one? Hallelujah. There may be one, hallelujah, that have drifted away. Yeah, drifted away, you know, from the promises of God. You have found yourself like an old man, the old crucified man, the old crucified woman. Hallelujah. You have already found yourself, you know, out of fellowship. You find yourself, you know, in a place of worry and doubt. Same confirmation. Been saved, but hey, the world has a way of turning your eyes, turning your mind, turning your heart away from it, right? He loves you. God loves you so much. Will you come from the ground of prayer? Will you come? Let us Apostle Tony and I, let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. So there's power and agreement. We can help you get back on track. And the way we do that is in the link. How the Holy Spirit sees you. Hallelujah. Forgive it. Hallelujah. You come back. Will you bring it to the altar?
Yes, Lord.
Will you press one? Hallelujah. It don't matter what you do. Every single issue God have already taken care of that. But see, you, by faith, have to bring it to God and leave it. Will you come? Will you press one? Somebody maybe sick in their body. Somebody, a family member might be dealing with some type of illness, some type of pain.
Yes,
will you come? Will you come? Someone may be mourning the death of a loved one. Will you come?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
someone may be dealing with issues in their marriage. Will you come? Hallelujah.
Amen.
For every single thing that is concerning you, there is the word of God. God has placed ministers, hallelujah, to pray with you and to pray for you. and to remind you and to encourage you in the mighty name of Jesus, which you have.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Will you press one? If you are looking for a church home, we thank God that there is no time, there is no distance. Spirit, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Paul, Anika, and I, we would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. Hallelujah. We just want to love on you like God has showed us how to love.
Yes, Lord.
In the word of God. His name is Jesus. If you're looking for love, then that place is right here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Will you press one? Hallelujah.
Yes,
real
yes.
love. Hallelujah. We accept
Amen.
Men. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The mighty one. Father God, we thank you every word you
yes,
have
Lord.
Allowed to go forth out the mouth of your prophets, the mouth of your apostle. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being every single thought, every single word that proceeds out of her mouth. We pray that you pour back in glory every single thing that has left her body. We thank you, Father God, that you are able to reach every single ear. You are able to reach every single heart. But we do realize, Father God, that when you say something, hallelujah, it is for us to receive it, that we may have the benefit, that we may have the favor. And we thank you, Father God, that you favor us.
Yes,
we thank you, Father God, that you have blessed us with your presence and your power. Plead the blood of Christ
yes,
Jesus over all that who have seen this morning, all that who have the desire to come, Father God. We thank you, Father
yes,
God, that you have done it already for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. It is done. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
That you are coming. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You look at us as the apple of the eye and the focus of your delight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your greatest masterpiece.
Yes,
we will forever give you thanks.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. God be the glory. We all do say amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we'll have our, we'll be sort of give our tithes and offering at this time. You have Cash App, Cash App Pastor Chantel, S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L. If you need another means to send over tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, that number is 832-725-8094. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity one more time to receive. We thank you for the pouring in, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What makes, hallelujah, what matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate our money, your money, oh God, with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality of your banking, your honor. It's the wisdom of your spirit, kiss generous heart, and we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. May God bless those that give and those who intended to give, their hearts intend to give. So Lord, we ask you to restore them to your stewardship, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for it, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcement today, today is September the 5th, is it right? September 5th? Yes,
today
September
is.
5th, amen. 2021, hallelujah, time is really going by. The announcement today, September the 5th, 2021, here at the Gospel Covering Ministries in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorothy Manning and Apostle Tawani Kumani. Announcement this following Monday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have an intercessory prayer here on 845-277-9213, which is our church line.
that we're on today. So again, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, 845-277-9213. Amen. Start your week off, your work week off with us in prayer. Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Our new time for Bible study is 8 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Join us for Bible study. Amen. As we're still studying deliverance and spiritual warfare. So join us on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Saturdays at 12 noon is our live teachings here at 845-277-9213. I think I've covered everything. And Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our church service. So join us. If you came, join us in the morning. Join us in the afternoon at 2 p.m. We'll be glad to have you. And invite someone to come to church with you here with the Gospel Club Ministry. They don't have to drive. They don't have to spend no gas money. Just log on in or call into the line and join us for Sunday service. God bless you all. Anyone that's celebrating birthdays in the month of September, happy birthday to all. May God continue to bless you, favor you, guide you, lead you, and strengthen you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, happy anniversary to all.
I have one birthday. Today is my cousin Shamandra's Priest's birthday. Apple, she comes to the show.
Okay, happy birthday to our cousin Apple, as we call her Apple. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you and guide you, favor you in all the days of your life. I pray for long life, good life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that every marriage be fruitful that God has ordained. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for, Lord. You all be blessed. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're just so excited, you all. Continue to pray for those who have lost a loved one. We're still praying the comfort and peace for the Allen family. As we lost our sister and friend, and we had her going away home was last Saturday. And then my Uncle Brian, my father's only brother, we lost him on last Saturday, and we're due to bury him this coming Friday. So praying for the comfort of his children, amen, his son and daughter, amen. His, he was a person that always was there to help, and he definitely was a full-time father. Even though his children were grown, he was always there to help and assist. And my father passed away at a young age. He was there for me and my brother and sister. So we just thank God for his life. Amen. So we continue to pray for those who lost a loved one during this time due to COVID. A lot of people have passed away, but we decree and declare that we are delivered and that we are set free from COVID and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I cover all here today, your families, your household, and all that you have with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the protection of the blood over us right now from any COVID, any virus, known or unknown to man, and every sickness and disease that's out there, known or unknown to man. We decree the credit. We are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for the Lord. Amen. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. I do want to say this was placed on my heart. A lot of us are dealing with family division and separation. I want you to understand there's nothing but the work of the enemy to cause separation and division in the family. So I decree and declare today divine unity from our Father in heaven, that unity will come into every household and family where the enemy has caused division and separation. Amen. Right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And if you agree with me right now, hallelujah, for your family, for your household, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. May it be done unto you as we have prayed by faith in Jesus Christ's mighty name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. God bless you so much, my beautiful wife, Apostle Dominique, for this message that went forth. You know, he is coming again. I'm so encouraged. And I'm so stirred up. My Lord. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. May God keep you. We love you here. God loves you much more than we can ever can. Remember that Satan is already defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you. Have yourself a great Sunday. If you do have a little more time left on your hand, come to 2 p.m. service. You know, the word of God is going to be preached. I'll be preaching that word 2 p.m. service. So God bless you, and may God keep you in all of your ways. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past.